Amazing grace, how sweet.
Good day, our dearly esteemed listeners. The program you are about to listen to is brought to you by the Church of Christ. The Church of Christ meets at number 15 Grace Street by Poloko Market, Okere Ogberi Koko Road, Okumagba Layout, Warri. Our topic in this series is titled Christian and Addiction. The preacher, Brother Adeoye Emmanuel, will take us through this message. Sit back and listen.
Let us pray. Our Father and our God in heaven, we thank you for today. Thank you for a day like this. Thank you for bringing us to your presence to land at thy feet. We pray even as we go through your words that you bless the listeners, bless the works of their hands and all that they lay their hands upon to do. Continue to be with their families even as we go through your words. May your words have a dwelling place in our heart and help us to be the hearers and the doers of these words. Continue to assist us in all that we do to the glory of your name. And above all, help us to run this race in fear and trembling, that your return we all shall have a place to be with thee. Thank you, Lord, because we know you've answered us as we pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcoming to another exciting moment in his presence. We began our discussion on when problems and discouragement comes our way. And we try to emphasize the fact that problems and discouragement are inevitable. We highlighted the fact when problem comes to us, we must understand the root cause of it. And there is need for us to know the cause. And each of those causes has its own effect on us as Christians. And those effects can be prevented. We try to look at the preventive measures on how we can best manage problems and discouragement when it comes our way. And we also look at the counseling measure as far as assisting one another in helping to overcome these problems and discouragement whenever it comes our way. And we identify the fact that problems and discouragement are things that come to us, whether be it physical and spiritual. We must see how best to manage it from the physical sense and also in the spiritual sense. And we emphasize the fact that prayer is an essential tool that can help one to overcome problem and discouragement. But we identify that the basic factor that could bring about problem and discouragement is centered on sin. That as Christians, we must see how to begin to navigate sin from our life and how best to be closer to our Creator, so as for us to overcome those things that brings about sinful acts in us, or those things that does not make God to be happy with His children, and see how best to overcome them. And by so doing, we can best overcome problems and discouragement. And we must also never allow the situation or the economic condition to weigh us down. Sometimes when it weighs us down, it brings about spiritual weakness upon us. Today, we shall begin another series by looking at one of the main challenges that is affecting our society today. And this topic is centered on the word Christian and addiction. We want to look at the word addiction. When we talk about addiction, we see that our society is affected by many addictive individuals who have so much given themselves to addictive behavior. And addiction itself may not only be in terms of substance, but there are certain behaviors that promote addictive life in one as Christians. And those are the things that we want to examine in course of our discussion. But we must understand the root word of this word addiction. We see that addiction itself is gotten from the Greek word, which means etismos. Etismos has to do with the initial and the original meaning of the word addiction, in which people are addicted to certain substance or things in their life. And there is need for us to give an explicit discussion as far as the word addiction is concerned. Today we see that in many societies, especially our own, thousands of individuals are addicted. They are addicted to things such as alcohol, drugs, television, compulsive spending, sexual immorality. It has overtaken many, and unconsciously, they are not giving attention to it. That this thing has become a part and parcel of their life, which has become the new norm as far as what they base their life upon. So this thing can include smoking, overeating, and a host of other behavior, which has affected many today. And some do not give attention to it. things like workaholism, that is addiction to work, which has almost become a bandage worn and proudly by those who want to be successful. So these are addictive behavior, and those addictive behavior needs to be managed. And as Christians, when we see people who get addicted to such a thing, we must help them to find solution to such a problem. And that is why we are bringing out this discussion, to help us to see that alcohol, drugs, television, and all these vices are major things that brings about addiction. We see some persons, they are glued to their television and they become so addicted to it. Some persons, they are addicted to smoking. Even when the manufacturer mentioned the fact that tobacco smokers are liable to die young, it affects the lungs. Health-wise, it's not good for them. And yet the people still engage themselves in such. And that is why, as Christians, we must begin to see how to eschew those sinful acts, those things which negate or contradict the will of God, and God is not happy with such. And that is why we must begin to see how best to overcome such. We also see that eating disorder, a specialized form of addiction, which have become a major concern within the past decade. Now, talking about this word addiction. Addiction is anything, thinking, or behavior that is habitual, repetitious, or difficult, or impossible to control. Those things that are in us, that lives in us, and become difficult for us to control or to manage. And usually we see that addiction brings about short-term pleasure. And this short-term pleasure may at long time bring about consequences. So we now see that it's a short-term pleasure, but the long-term consequences is bad and is difficult to manage. And at the end of it, it may also lead to destruction of lives. It becomes a long-term consequences in terms of one's health or welfare. And some have this short-term gain with long-term pain. We see those who engage in short-term pleasure, when they get themselves involved in it and they are addicted to it, at the long run, we see that the long-term consequence brings about pain. And such a pain becomes difficult to overcome it. Those who give themselves to drinking, smoking, we begin to see that at the long term, they begin to feel the pain. Either not now, but later on, and they themselves cannot be able to manage such pain when it comes their way. Addiction tends to be a progressive condition that slowly exerts more and more power and control over the individual. We begin to see such addictive life extracting power, exerting power from such individual. The individual becoming more weaker and weaker, particularly either to physical things or to spiritual things. And you begin to see the culture that he embraces become different from the normal norm that he's expected to have given himself to. And such a thing takes power and control over such individual. And with many addiction, the control is both psychological and physical, because it affects the mind. It does not allow the person to think as expected and what you think the person should have been able to put in his or her memory. So the addicted person may agree that the condition is harmful, but stopping seems to be impossible. And even after difficult detoxification, the drugs addict often return to the needle. Now, he wants to return back to his vomit and continue to engage himself to it. And that is why you see so many could not even pull themselves out of it, because they've given themselves to it holistically. Even after repeated medical warning, the smoker continue to puff on 2 packs a day, and the obese person continue to overeat and shun exercise, even in the midst of increasing sickness and dehydration. Even when the person knows that such a thing is draining blood or physical things out of his or her health, the person continues to engage in such. And as a result of that, it brings about enerosic failure that brings about some deficiency in such individual. And when you look at those who are workaholic, you notice that they continue in a self-driving lifestyle, even after a near-fatal heart attack, probably which could affect the health, and continue to give themselves to it. And that is why addicted people must begin to see the need for them to eschew those things and begin to see how best to overcome it. Therefore, we can just, in a layman language, define addiction as something that is uncontrollable, a compulsive or a drug craving, seeking and use even in the face of negative health and social consequence. Even when the person knows that this thing on the social part of it has its own consequence and may end up leading to a long-term pain in such individual, the person still engages in it and becomes addicted to it. So very few people are able to overcome addiction, and some people becomes addicted quickly than the others. And the one addiction, which refers to uncontrollable needs for a habit, forming a substance or behavior. And you see, those addictive behavior is in any repetitive action or thought or process that distracts us from internal discomfort. Sometimes it brings about pain that lasts for a long period of time. And some people are addicted to certain thoughts, such as worrying heart. You know, when somebody becomes worried, is addicted to it. And that was why Jesus had to pacify us, to encourage us that we should not worry about tomorrow, because God, our Father, He knows our problem. He knows what we are going through. He says, if He could cater for the birds and the lilies, how much more of we that He created in His own image? And that is why we must not worry. That how many of us, by anxiety, through depression, can add a cubic to His height? He said, none. So why so worry about things of life or things that brings about worry in us? Or those things which we know that humanly possible, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. So these are things that the writer mentioned that we must abstain from it. Things such as anger thought or sad thought. And in response to this uncomfortable inner sensation, people begin to indulge themselves in favorite thought sequence. For example, a person who has been hurt might go into blaming mood, such as judging his persecutor, or blaming his persecutor, or feeling victimized, and so on. And these things tend to be processed in our heart, and it goes to the brain, and such thoughts begins to bring about a negative attitude, which leads to long-term pain in such individual. And the whole thought is processed and is designed to distract him from his actual pain, although he has no conscious awareness of the tactics he's employing. So such individual becomes addictive, and such behavior becomes negative. So we want to look at what the Bible has to say concerning addiction. We see that the Bible itself condemns drunkenness. It condemns alcohol abuse and gives us a clearer picture that those who engage themselves in those things of the flesh will not have access to His kingdom. And therefore, we must begin to see how best to begin to look at the Bible and addiction. One thing that we must realize is that we must not let addiction to become a master of us. So therefore, we must not be mastered by anything. It is possible to become enslaved even by actions that are permissible and not bad in themselves, in stating his determination not to be mastered by anything. Paul mentioned that food, sex, both of which are good in themselves, but sometimes abused. So it means that all things are permissible, but not all things are beneficial. Meaning that when we engage ourselves in those things which are not beneficial, we tend to become addicted to it. And that was Paul's concern to the church at Corinth. In addiction, the apostles criticized people who are sexually immoral. He mentioned that those who are sexually immoral, greedy, idolater, drunkard, and in other ways mastered by such behavior, had failed to control themselves, and because of that, they will not gain access to God's kingdom. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. So he mentioned that those who involve themselves in it will not be part of His kingdom. The Bible instructs us to be law-abiding citizens, and it is wrong, therefore, to buy and sell or condole or possess or use any drug illegal. And violence such as drunken driving, criminal action, or other illegal acts are wrong, even if they are the action of the one who is addicted to it. And that is why we must eschew those things. Even those who assume that drugs or other addiction resolve problems or reduces tension, we must never allow it to take place in our life as Christians. Because some person will say, when you take drugs, it helps to reduce tension. Remember, even Solomon in Proverbs, he says, give wine to him that is ready to perish. Let him drink. So we see that these are things that we must abstain from. So stress is one of the major causes of addiction. And when pressure builds some people, they tend to use alcohol or drugs to hide their stress and give a feeling of euphoria that brings about happiness to them and a sense that all is well, even when all is not well. And that is why we must be conscious of that. Others get involved in works, hobbies, or recreational pursuits that distract them from stress. And we see that temporarily this behavior may help a person to avoid responsible stress management, but ultimately the stress cry for attention and the developing addiction no longer provide relief. Instead, the addiction creates additional stress, and people may try to escape from this problem through drugs, work, sexual fantasy, hyperactive, compulsive eating, or other addictive behavior. But all these fail to acknowledge that the scriptural directive to bring our burdens to Christ, where we can face them squarely and deal with them directly. And that is why you see that Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew chapter 11 verse 28. Meaning that it is only in Christ that we can find rest. It is only in him that we can pour out our heart to help us to overcome those things which we are addicted to. When Paul was writing to the church at Rome, he said, "The things I want to do, I find myself not doing it. But the things I don't want to, that is what I find myself doing. Who shall deliver me?" And Paul said, "Thank be to God who has been able to deliver me from all this." We must rely on the power of the Holy Spirit by remaining pure as Christians. The Holy Spirit itself dwells in the body of each Christian. And for this reason, we must do whatever we can to keep our body free of pollutants, including drugs, excessive amount of food, lustful thoughts, and immoral sexual behavior. And we must realize that every human body was made by God, and every Christian body belonged to him because of divine creation and because of divine redemption. And the scripture and common sense tells us that we should take care of ourselves so that we can glorify God with our bodies. And that is why the Bible says your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So when we allow our body to be addicted to those negative vices, God is not always happy with us, and therefore we must eschew those things. Some persons believe that it is only when they take drugs into their life or they get addicted to certain things, then that is when they can practice temperance, self-discipline, and self-control. That is not true. So these characteristics are prominent in the list of qualifications for Christian leaders. When we look at what Paul discussed to Timothy while he was at Ephesus, he told him that whoever wants to become an elder or a leader in the church must be temperate, must be self-disciplined and self-control. And such a thing is being applied through the knowledge of God's word in their life. Not only applicable to leaders, even to non-leaders. And all believers are expected to say no to ungodliness, to worldly passion, and to live a self-controlled, upright, and godly living. Self-indulgence and self-ambition are condemned, and self-control is commanded and listed as one of the fruit of the Spirit. Knowing that the Bible talks about that these are the fruit of the Spirit, and those who engage themselves will have access to his kingdom. So people who engage themselves in gluttony or greed and all those things, or lust, are warned against such behavior, and the Bible condemns that vehemently. And the Bible says no to such. Another thing, again, we must realize is that the Bible itself condemns being getting drunk. And drunkenness is clearly and explicitly condemned in the scripture. And the Bible calls it a sin. So if the Bible calls it a sin, then Christians must not get addicted, must not give themselves to it. The Bible talks about the need for us to allow the Spirit of God to take charge of our life. So will it be consistent with the scripture to extend this clear prohibition against alcohol and suggest that it could guide our response to other harmful addiction, and we should not become drunk or addicted to any chemical substance or other addictive influence? Rather, we should be filled with the Spirit. No wonder in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18, the Bible instructs us that we need to avoid drunkenness, and rather we should fill ourselves with the Spirit. We should allow the Spirit of God to control us, meaning that a life controlled by the Spirit is presented in the scripture. And the Bible has clearly stated that a life controlled by the Spirit is a life filled with the Spirit of God. And the Bible is as superior as any other alternative that any Christian or anybody may tend to apply in his or her life. And this includes we being having a life spirit filled, not with the chemical addiction to which one get himself will. And we must understand that we need to be filled with the Spirit, because when we engage ourselves either in healthy or unhealthy addiction, it tends to affect us health-wise. It tends not to bring about goodness to us. Rather, it has a negative implication or impact on us as Christians. And therefore, we must be conscious of it. And when you begin to see when one is addicted to such, it brings about various symptoms, such as loss of control. The person could not really control himself because he has been addicted to it. Sometimes you begin to see things like consistency in pattern of behavior. Such a person has a particular pattern in his reaction to things. Instead of him being proactive, he becomes reactive. When you begin to see the pattern at which the person behaves, it becomes negative. And such a thing does not go well with what the scripture actually mentioned to us. Sometimes such a person does not allow the spirit of tolerance in one's life. Sometimes the person is harmful. And such a kind of addictive life brings about harmfulness to one. And when such harmfulness comes to one, it affects such a one. And you begin to see a repetitive tendency. The person begins to repeat that on and on and on and on. And such kind of addictive behavior can only come when one engages himself in it and allow things like initiation, experimentation. The person begins to experiment such. And once one or two experimentation is taking place, the person becomes addicted to it. And that is why the Bible clearly stated that as Christians, we must ensure that those things do not take charge of our lives, and we must allow the Spirit of God to be in control rather than we allowing the flesh to take absolute control of our life. My dear listeners, this message has come to us. We have been able to look at the overview of the word addiction, and we have been able to see that an addictive life is a life that does not tally with the instruction of God. And as Christians, we must be very careful and avoid ourselves from those things that make us to become addicted to it. We must begin to ask ourselves, what are those things which I'm addicted to it? Does those things, do they glorify God? And if they don't glorify God, why don't I eschew myself from those things? Why don't I expunge them out of my life? Because the Bible has mentioned that those who engage in those things of the flesh will not have access to his kingdom. Why don't we allow ourselves to be filled with the Spirit and allow the Spirit of God to take charge of our life? A spirit filled can only be filled when such a person has submitted his life to God. And how does such individual submit his life to God? The person needs to hear the gospel. The person needs to believe in Christ. The person needs to repent of his or her sin. The person needs to confess Christ and then be baptized. Being baptized through the water of baptism by being immersed in water. When you are immersed in water, you are buried with Christ. It is now no longer you that live, but Christ lives in you. You have been crucified with Christ, Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. And you are now a new creature. All things have passed away. Everything has become new to help you, to give you a new working relationship with the Savior, a new working relationship with the Master, so that at his return, we all shall be with him in his kingdom. We all shall be raptured together to find our place in that heavenly place which he has prepared for us. John chapter 14 verse 1 and 2. Let us make effort to eschew those addictive behavior in our life. Same time, same station, we shall look at those causes and stages at which addictive life become part and parcel of a Christian man. May the Lord bless this word in our heart in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you for listening to the message. If you have any question and request, we would like to hear from you. Call or text 080-3737-0296. I repeat, 080-3737-0296. 070-3836-3253. I repeat that, 070-3836-3253, 080-3137-1948. I take that again, 080-3137-1948. Email cocgray@yahoo.com. Visit the church website, www.cocgray.com. Gray is G-R-E-Y. Worship with the Church of Christ at number 15 Gray Street by Poloko Market, Okere Ogberi Koko Road, Okumagba Layout, Warri, or the Church of Christ nearest you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Amen.